This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Imam Khomeini and his personal life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about some of the aspects of the personal life of Imam Khomeini and to see how he used to live, how he was in his personal life. We can see that from his children, from his daughters and the sons, we have many things which are said. And even from his wife, there are many things which are said, which shows us how he was in his personal life. It is very clear that Imam Khomeini was loving his wife and he paid attention to his kids. Even his daughter said that when there was a time to study and if I would spend more time in studying, he used to stop me and he used to say, there is a time for entertainment and there is a time for study. Do not mix these two times with each other. You should do everything on its own time. On the other hand, she says that once my mother was ill and he used to have tea in the courtyard. Therefore, my mother used to bring tea at a specific place in the courtyard. On the day when she was sick, I changed that place and I put the tea in some other place. When Imam Khomeini came to the courtyard, he said to me, why did you change the place where your mother used to put the tea? And I will take tea at the same place. Do not change the things in the way your mother has put it. Therefore, it shows the respect of wife and it shows the respect of the family members within the family in the life of Imam Khomeini.
Congratulations to all Muslims across the world on the anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Listen to our special programs on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the life of Imam Khomeini and his personal life. Now, in his personal life, when we look at the different aspects of his life, we can see that once his wife said that Imam Khomeini was loving his wife and he used to respect his wife a lot. And she said that in the beginning of our life, Imam Khomeini has said to me that I do not have to do anything with you. I do not stop you from doing anything. And you can wear the clothes the way you want. You can go wherever you want. But remember, do not go towards the guna and do not perform the forbidden things. If you are performing the allowable things only, the wajibat only, the permissible things, and if you are doing everything within the boundaries of Islam, that is enough for me. I even don't want you to do mustahabbat, which is something extraordinary. So what I expect you is to, the minimum expectation of me from you is to just do what Islam says and do not perform any guna. And this is my expectation from you. And she says that he never stopped her from doing anything because she was taking care of the wajibat. She was not performing any forbidden things. And therefore she said, we had a very happy life. Even if I wanted to go and visit my friends or if my friends were visiting me, he never stopped me. And on the other hand, I never stopped him or became a hurdle in the way of learning and teaching. So this shows us the love of a couple which is being shown in the life of Imam Khomeini. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, 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 Allah.
إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة.
Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.